from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Joe Croce. Topping our report this hour, early voting starts Saturday in New Jersey. If looking to avoid long lines come Election Day, residents can go to New Jersey's state website to find their polling place. Early voting runs through Sunday, November 3rd. Are you ready to pay for damages to your home in case of an extreme weather event? A recent Bankrate survey finds 26% of homeowners are not, and 43% of homeowners say they have not done anything in the past 5 years to protect against property damage, says analyst Shannon Martin. Another key finding.
We saw that about 9% of homeowners invested in weatherproofing strategies to help mitigate the risk of a loss.
25% of homeowners in the Northeast, including here in New Jersey, say they feel unprepared to pay for home damages that may happen due to an extreme weather event like a hurricane or tornado. An 18-year-old driver gets prison time after admitting to a deadly hit and run at a Wawa in Middlesex County.
Bryce Lomas of Parlin was 17 and driving a Ford F-150 last December when he ran over Old Bridge Wawa gas station worker Andrew Padalano. Padalano died of his injuries weeks later. In April, Lomas agreed to be tried as an adult and took a plea deal for vehicular homicide and a second charge. Last week, he received a 10-year aggregate prison term. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's time to clean out your medicine. Tomorrow morning at 10, law enforcement officials plan to collect unwanted and unneeded medications. It's part of National Prescription Drug Takeback Day. Officials will be at Middletown Township Police Headquarters and several other nearby locations until 2. No questions will be asked for those that participate. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. At least 75 E. coli cases are linked to McDonald's in 13 states in the West and Midwest, with 22 hospitalizations and one death in Colorado. No source of the outbreak has been confirmed. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 259 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We have dry brush and dry air, of course, and tomorrow brisk wind returns to complete that wildfire trinity, that fire danger really ramping up again as we head into the weekend. Some clouds tonight, maybe a sprinkle early tomorrow morning. Lows fall to around 50, comfortably cool. And tomorrow we are back on the seasonable to mild side, mid to upper 60s for highs. It is going to turn windy, though, with regular gusts 20 to 30 miles an hour throughout your Saturday. We'll see partly to mostly sunny skies. Sunday, the wind dies down, but temperatures going down too. A Novemberish chill in the air with sunshine and highs only in the mid-50s. Monday, mostly sunny as highs recover to around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Rockaway 64, Franklin 66, and Beach Haven 62. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Closet Factory. Their expert designers can help organize and declutter your entire home. They can help you with custom closets, garages, mudrooms, and so much more. Call them today for a free design consultation or visit them online, closetfactory.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.